Thanks again for joining me here and subscribing to my bookstore blog. And today we're going to conclude the dead Bible. The living Bible, which is far from anything even close to God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible. God's perfectly preserved words without error, okay? The dead Bible, the living Bible, only found in a book, not found in your so-called Christian bookstores. So many versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, where they look at 20th century English versions of the Bible, which, as you know, as you've gone through this series of blogs, any one of these translations is far, far from being God's words. Not even close. If anything, it's nothing but the devil's garbage from devilish people who are unsaved and can care less about getting anybody saved and or the words on the page, right? And so, going back to Kenneth Nathaniel Taylor, the writer of this, of the dead Bible, the living Bible, he goes to say this: each day he gained experience in rewording the Bible in a simple conversational style. This led to his first systematic attempt in 1956 to produce a written paraphrase of a book of Scripture. Riding a commuter train each day from his home in Wheaton to his work in Chicago, where he was the director of Moody Literature Mission of the Moody Press. Aha! And D.L. Moody would be rolling in his grave right now, because D.L. Moody was a King James Bible believer before these nitwits took it over after he died. Yeah. Read the history of the church. Read the history of denominations. Non-denominations, you know, where did Moody Bible come from? You know, who founded it? And like I said, study to show yourself approved. Don't listen to me. But it was amazing the work that D.L. Moody did. Even though he wasn't a rightly divider, he had a King James Bible in his hand, though. So he worked for Moody Press. He conceived the idea of using commuter time, which most people wasted, in the production of a new modern speech rendering of the Scriptures. He began with the book of Romans. Wow. Which, you know, our late President Obama said, it's an obscure book. Using as his basis the extremely literal ASB. Taylor has his roots in conservative evangelical Christianity. There you go. Another evangelical. Just like Rick Warren, right? And the purpose-driven life. Here it is. The purpose-driven living Bible, right? He received his Bachelor of Arts degree from Wheaton College in 1938. Studied at Dallas Theological Seminary, which was founded, which was a dispensational seminary at one time. Look that up. And look who the fourth president was of the Dallas Theological Seminary. And he took the word dispensation out of that seminary. Uh-huh. Study that one, okay? I'm not going to give you the answer. Study to show yourself approved unto God. From 1940 to 43, he received a Master of Theology degree from Northern Baptist Theological Seminary in 1944. He was with Moody Literature Mission of the Moody Press from 47 to 62. Then he decided to form his own publishing company to promote the paraphrases he was producing. He called his new firm Tyndale House after William Tyndale. Isn't that just, I think that is horribly sad, because 95% of your King James Bible is by William Tyndale. Did you know that? And then he is going to say that his kids were puzzled and couldn't understand anything out of the King James Bible. And then he has the gall to name his publishing house after Tyndale. And who burned Tyndale at the stake? Oh, the Pope, the Roman Catholic Pope, because he believed the critical text and Tyndale did not. And after they burned Tyndale at the stake, they buried him and they dug up his bones and burned his bones. Yes. And he names it after William Tyndale. It's sad. It is. Oh, the father of the English Bible. Yeah, no kidding. The father of the King James Bible. Taylor gives this adequate definition of what understands by paraphrasing, of what he understands by paraphrasing the scriptures. Here's what he says in his own words. To paraphrase is to say something in different words than the author used. So who's the author of the King James Bible, God's perfectly preserved words? So he's going to use words different from God. How about that? It is a restatement of an author's thoughts. Oh, he knows God's thoughts. Using different words than he did. Oh, his diligence in carrying on this task is shown by the publication of portions of his paraphrase in the years that followed. He published the rendering of the New Testament called the Living Letters. He published the Living Prophecies. Then he published the Living Gospels and the Living New Testament. How horrible is that? And then it goes to say, and this is on page 232, because of the readability, the new rendering into modern idiomatic English has been well received and widely acclaimed. And who published it? Who circulated it? Its circulation has been enhanced by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, which has publicized its own television and has given away hundreds and thousands of copies. How shameful. They gave away hundreds of thousands of copies and confused more souls so they can go on their way to the pit of hell. Thanks again for listening. More next month.